Lots going on in our community, and one of the places we always like to talk about and find out what's happening is over at Common Ground, and we have with us this morning Jen Lebetowski joining us to talk about what's happening. I guess you're getting ready for people to sign up for summer camps, right, Jen?
Yes, we are. We have lots and lots of fun stuff coming up. So, yeah, you mentioned our summer camps, and registration is open for that. We have two different summer camps that serve kids ages 6 to 15, and it's a day camp. And so we also have our spring break camps. The first session of that's kicking off next week. So if anybody's looking for something fun to do for their kids, we also are offering those. Those are in like two-day sessions and lots of fun, exciting stuff like zip lining, tree climbing, all sorts of adventurous activities for the little ones.
I knew you were looking for some camp counselors. Are you still in that hiring mode, or is that pretty well said for you?
No, absolutely, yes. We are looking for camp counselors to join our team this summer. So we're looking for people 18 and over that really enjoy working with kids, that enjoy working with nature. Because as you know, Common Ground, we're in Oberlin on 30 acres, so we spend a lot of time outside.
Are you still doing the team building activities? A lot of times, you know, not for the kids, but for somewhat as well for adults and people like that too. Is that opening back up again? I don't know what your schedule has been like that for that in recent
absolutely,
times.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, we've been having teams out pretty much all this year, so we can do team building activities for both youth and adults. So it's a great way to bring your office out for some team building activities, and we can really customize the day for your comfort level. So if you want to do the more adventurous stuff, maybe high ropes or even incorporating zip lining, or if you do want to do more ground-based activities, we kind of get a feel for that and make the day unique for your group.
Yeah. Well, as the days get longer, you have more fun out there, right? With more sunshine, more daylight to do things.
Absolutely. Like today is just absolutely gorgeous, and we have a local school coming out to participate in our social and emotional learning workshop. So we're pretty excited about that, to have the kids spend the majority of the day outside.
Is nature coming alive after our winter and all of that ice and snow that we've had? Do you see things blossoming, or at least poking through the soil?
Yes, absolutely. We've got stuff starting to peek out, which is awesome.
That's good. Well, and of course, sometimes people are up in the treetops in the zip lining. How did those fare over the winter time, and ready for more people to enjoy those, right?
We're so excited. We are planning our first tour for March 26th. Advanced reservations are required, but you can go onto our website now and go ahead and book those tours, and our guys are ready to take you on an adventure. That's a 2.5-hour zipline tour through the treetops, and it's just amazing.
Do they require members of Common Ground to go through those to test them out, just to make sure everything's good, and to also be able to talk firsthand knowledge of how to enjoy that?
Well, yeah, our staff that works for our zipline tour goes through very rigorous training. And not only are they, you have two guides on every tour that go along with you that are fully trained, but they also know a great deal about the environment. And so they can talk a lot about the trees and the wildlife and just all sorts of things. So it's not only a fun and thrilling experience, but it's also an educational one as well.
I wonder, you know, the sort of subheading from Common Ground, the Cindy Nord Center for Renewal. How important, mm-hmm. how important do you think that has been over the last couple of years, and sort of what you offer sort of on that mind, body, spirit sense for people that might be coming out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anybody who's been out to Common Ground, they always comment what a special place it is. Again, I mentioned we're on 30 wooded acres, and we really encourage people to come and unplug and reconnect with each other and reconnect with the environment. And all of our programs really give people the space and opportunity to do that. And really, after our period of isolation, people were just so ready to come back out and be together and experience nature together. And it was just really, we had a wonderful season last year, and we're really looking forward to a great one this year as well.
And again, if people want to sign up or find out more about some of the things you offer at Common Ground, where's a good place to start?
CommonGroundCenter.org.
Sounds good. Jen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Joining us this morning from Common Ground, Jen Lebetowski, joining us to talk about what's happening out there with their zip lining and their adventures, as well as the summer camps that you can sign up for. They're looking for need for camp counselors as well. Just getting out into nature.